"There it is," I said to the helicopter pilot, pointing to the John Hancock Tower in Boston. We gently landed on its roof and powered down. We paused and looked out at the city, its former charm and history covered by our global flooding. Only the top 8 floors of the tower were visible. Shortly thereafter, a woman, our subject, emerged from a staircase and onto the roof. She greeted us with a warm smile. "Good morning, gentlemen. So glad to have you. Come on inside." It was as if she was welcoming us into an everyday neighborhood party. We descended 8 flights of stairs and entered into her current home. A row of cubicles had been disassembled into a makeshift bed and loose buckets of ice made for a refrigerator. She was proud of her domain. "Mrs. Terry," I started, "please call me Danielle." "Danielle, you know why we're here." "Yes, you're here to do a story on me. You're here to do a story on the last living person in Boston." "Ma'am, you're actually the last living person that we know of north of the Mason-Dixon line." The fact didn't surprise her. She brushed it off as if it were meaningless. "So what can I tell you?" she asked excitedly. We proceeded to have a lively discussion, and Danielle couldn't have been happier to talk to another human. Then we got to the most important topic. "Danielle, remind me how long you've been living here?" "Well, I've been in Boston my whole life. As for this tower, it's been about 15 years. "The waters are still rising, ma'am. So what happens next?" "Well, at this point, I have to move up a floor every few months. I have it down to a science." "And Danielle?" I paused, anxious for her next response. "What happens when you run out of floors?" She shared an all-knowing smile. "Well, I'll just keep going. Higher and higher."